This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office released 2 years' worth of police reports from disputes between a family of black ranchers and their white neighbors. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has the latest.
Nicole and Courtney Mallory say they're victims of racist neighbors and police in El Paso County, but the sheriff's office denies those claims. The office said it took 24 reports from about 170 calls for service and complaints involving the Mallorys, Clarks, and others in the last 2 years. But the numerous restraining order violations, criminal mischief, and trespassing reports filed by both parties provides little clarity. The sheriff's office said it did find 2 cases that it needs to revisit, one of which names the Mallorys as victims. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Ski patrollers and paramedics at Loveland Ski Area have filed a petition to unionize. CPR's Dana Sieg reports.
The petition calling for a union election was submitted with 70% support. A press release from the United Professional Ski Patrols of America says low wages and dangerous conditions have led to constant turnover at Loveland. Ski patrollers at several Colorado resorts have unionized in recent years, including Purgatory and Breckenridge. And ski patrol at Aspen's 4 resorts have been in a union since the mid-1980s. But the vast majority of the state's ski areas are not unionized. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More than 2,000 of the country's top young fencers are competing in Denver this week at the U.S. Junior Fencing Olympics. The competition at the Colorado Convention Center runs tomorrow through Monday. Former junior champions have gone on to represent the U.S. at the Summer Olympics. Colorado Rockies manager Bud Black has a contract extension to stay with the team through next year. Black has managed the Rockies through 4 straight losing seasons since 2018. Next season is already not too far off. Some Rockies players reported for spring training yesterday in Arizona.